beginners are often focused on like what to do. And I think the focus should be more like how much you do. So I am kind of like believer on a high level in this 10,000 hours kind of concept where you just kind of have to just pick the things where you can spend time and you care about and you're interested in. You literally have to put in 10,000 hours of work. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even like matter as much like where you put it, and you'll iterate and you'll improve and you'll waste some time. I don't know if there's a better way. Mm-hmm. You need to put in 10,000 hours. But I think it's actually really nice because I feel like there's some sense of determinism about being an expert at a thing if you spend 10,000 hours. You can literally pick an arbitrary thing. And I think if you spend 10,000 hours of deliberate effort and work, you actually will become an expert at it. And so I think it's kind of like a nice thought. Mm-hmm. Basically, I would focus more on like, are you spending 10,000 hours? That's what I would focus on.
So and then thinking about what kind of mechanisms maximize your likelihood of getting to 10,000 hours.
Exactly.
Which for us silly humans means probably forming a daily habit of like every single day actually doing the thing.
Whatever helps you. So I do think to a large extent it's a psychological problem for yourself.
Yeah.
One other thing that I think is helpful for the psychology of it is many times people compare themselves to others in the area. I think this is very harmful. Mm-hmm. Only compare yourself to you from some time ago, mm-hmm. Like say a year ago. Are you better than you a year ago? This is the only way to think. And I think this, then you can see your progress and it's very motivating.
That's so interesting that focus on the quantity of hours. Because I think a lot of people in the beginner stage, but actually throughout, get paralyzed by the choice. Like which one, do I pick this path or this path?
Yeah.
Like they'll literally get paralyzed by like which IDE to use.
Well, they're worried. Yeah, they're worried about all these things. But the thing is, you will waste time doing something wrong.
Yes.
You will eventually figure out it's not right. You will accumulate scar tissue. Mm-hmm. And next time you will grow stronger because next time you'll have the scar tissue and next time you'll learn from it. And now next time you come to a similar situation, you'll be like, oh, I messed up. I've spent a lot of time working on things that never materialized into anything. Mm-hmm. And I have all that scar tissue and I have some intuitions about what was useful, what wasn't useful, how things turned out. So all those mistakes were not dead work, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just think they should just focus on working. What have you done? What have you done last week?
that's a good question actually to ask for a lot of things, not just machine learning. It's a good way to cut I forgot what the term we use, but the fluff, the blubber, whatever the inefficiencies in life. What do you love about teaching? You seem to find yourself often in the, like, drawn to teaching. You're very good at it, but you're also drawn to it.
I mean, I don't think I love teaching. I love happy humans. And happy humans like when I teach. Yes.